Assalamu alaikum. Now we transition into a major story, a breaking story, and that is that the National Assembly has passed a motion tabled by the DA aimed at protecting the rights of Hajj pilgrims. The motion calls for urgent oversight of South African Hajj and Umrah Council, SAHOC, amid allegations that the council has tried to monopolize Hajj travel and has been involved in serious misconduct. This follows growing concerns over SAHOC's recent announcements regarding regulations for Hajj in South Africa. To discuss this further, we now speak to Jake Sravat, who is from Hajj Watch. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wonderful having you on the airwaves of Voice of the Cape. To kick things off, what do you make of the passing of this motion in the National Assembly?
Yes, no, it's about time that it attention. As Parliament's basically partly responsible because the Department of International Relations have been giving tacit approval to SAHOC. And since we took a litigation against SAHOC, they're very wary of giving them that authority to represent South African Muslims in a foreign country. So there's a lot more to unpack there.
No, most definitely there's a lot to unpack, and the one thing that I want to unpack is the reality of Durco's intervention, because the motion demands that Durco intervenes, as well as that the CRL Rights Commission investigates SAHOC, or rather has an investigation into SAHOC, and apparently transparency through the Nusuk Hajj system. I want to know from you, what do you make of all of these tenets of the motion?
Look, in terms of the law, South African law, there is no way SAHOC can exist without parliamentary approval. So the motion is raised in parliament. And the fact that SAHOC has been playing the role of a South African government representative for years without actual authority. And the question is, how was it given? Is because the Saudis were talking to Durco, the Department of International Relations, and they automatically passed that on to SAHOC.
Yes, and on that matter as well, in terms of the role of SAHOC, this motion tries to strike at the heart of what is the role of SAHOC. And I'm trying to understand exactly what do you hope comes from this investigation as Hajj Watch?
The fact that there is no way that SAHOC can get the South African Muslim population to follow their directives, because it's not the law. If anything, if there was any regulation, our government will make the announcement and it will be implemented by the citizens, Muslim citizens of South Africa, when they perform Hajj. And that is how it's supposed to work. So the fact that SAHOC became a middle person without authority, and they went ahead and just did their thing and gave legislative authority to themselves for Muslims to implement, and that was totally it's against the law.
And one final question to you: the tenet of the motion mentions the Nusuk Hajj system, and I know that has been an issue of contention within the community for quite some time. Could you give your insight in regards to that mention within the motion?
Okay, the Saudis authorities, they want people to go online, book their accommodation and pay online, and the reason is that it cuts out the middlemen. So what actually happens in our case in South Africa, for example, you'll get a travel agent who will go to Saudi Arabia. He'll negotiate pricing with a hotelier, who not really a hotelier, another third party, who then would purchase it directly from the hotelier. So there are two or three middle people in it, and then they need to get approval from SAHOC. I still don't know why. But then the Saudis say you would transact with one operator, and that operator will give you the pricing online and you would pay. And it shortens the cycle on which this Hajj booking service work.
On that note, sir, we're going to have to leave it there. However, I say shukran to you for coming onto our airwaves and having this discussion with us. That was Jake Saravat of Hajj Watch coming online, of course, to give you some insight into the recently passed motion by the National Assembly. Of course, the motion is calling for a lot of things. Within it, it is calling for intervention by Durco, as well as the CRL Rights Commission investigation into SAOK and transparency through the Nusuk Hajj system. To discuss this further, we now speak to the president of SAOK, that being Mr. Muaz Kasu. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Daniel, and to the listeners of Voice of the Cape, I trust you're all doing well today.
All doing well, and wonderful to hear you once more on the airwaves of Voice of the Cape, sir. Sir, to kick things off, your reaction, your immediate reaction to the recently passed motion.
I just saw the news recently. I think we welcome any investigation. We got nothing to hide. So, we look forward to engaging with the role players who need to investigate any matters pertaining to Hajj, and we welcome it.
On the matter of welcoming it, this has been something that has been developing for quite some time. I remember as well when the DA first mentioned taking this to Parliament, and I'm trying to understand exactly the way forward here, because I understand from the position of SAOK, this is not something that you have argued to do by your lonesome. This is something that has been almost demanded for by the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah in Saudi Arabia.
Yes, 100%. I think to kick off things, one needs to understand what is the new rules and regulations from the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah. I think the DA have failed to understand the rules and regulations from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Also, they have failed to understand what has transpired over the last few years in terms of rules and changes from the Kingdom. But nevertheless, they have raised the matter. We will have to answer to it accordingly, and we look forward to responding to them accordingly.
Give us more insight in regards to that in terms of what has taken place. Because one interesting thing that I found about the motion was the one facet that said that it wanted transparency through the Nusuk Hajj system. And you have been quite vocal on our airwaves in regards to the Nusuk Hajj system and the contention within it. Could you give some insight in regards to that once more?
Yes, I think the key thing is one needs to understand what the Nusuk Hajj system. All the South Africans that are registered currently on the SAOK system, which is in excess of 50,000, that have been waiting for 8 to 10 years in the queue. If Nusuk Hajj platform is in force in South Africa tomorrow morning, every single one of those 50,000 pilgrims will lose their position in the SAOK queue, and all of those pilgrims will have to register every year on the Nusuk Hajj platform until the year they get accredited to go for Hajj. Number two, they won't have South African travel operators or SAOK to assist them here in South Africa. You will have to purchase your packages online through the ministry's website portal. You will have to transfer your money onto a digital wallet. There will be guides from South Africa that will accompany you on your Hajj. It may not be the same spiritual guidance that you have with a traditional travel operator. It could be somebody different. The packages are approximately 20 to 30% more expensive than the traditional operator model under SAOK. So that is just to give some insight on a high level of the challenges that we're going to face as a country. Also, if you don't have your money available, in the past, between SAOK and the travel operators, there was some leniency in terms of pilgrims obtaining their money, some leniency in terms of the time frame provided to get your money. Now with the Nusuk Hajj platform, when you do receive accreditation, if you don't have the money, you're off the system and the next person comes on. One also need to understand, it does not mean if you go on to Nusuk Hajj that the quota of South Africa will increase. The quota of South Africa remains at 2,500. So I think those are important factors that people need to understand. But most importantly, those that are in the queue, you will lose your position and you're going to have to register on the Ministry Nusuk portal when it opens up for South Africa. And then when it's accreditation time, there's an automated system that puts out 2,500 names based on first in. And those pilgrims will be accredited for Hajj. Mm. You have to transact online. and you won't have local support or spiritual guidance in terms of what you used to have traditionally with your operators, as you will now be dealing with a Saudi service provider company to assist you both in South Africa as well as in the kingdom. But anybody can become a guide. Any person wanting to earn commission from South Africa that has been on Hajj and that has some experience on travel, you are more than welcome to apply on the Nusuk platform. And if you are selected by the service provider company, they will cover all your costs. So these are some of the things that people need to understand if we go on to Nusuk Hajj.
One thing that I'm getting from this, from your entire explanation, is the reality that this would basically, in any way, shape or form, regardless of what happens with the investigation, regardless of if the Nusuk Hajj system is introduced, that it would be a complete shift in how Hajj has been traditionally operated within the confines of the Republic of South Africa. And I'm trying to understand exactly how that would look in the near future, primarily because one of the tenets and one of the factoids and the word that is utilized routinely when discussing this issue is the word monopoly. It seems as if though there's a rising concern that people are fearing that under this new system, the one wherein things go through SAUK, that there would be a monopolization, and that's the words that have been utilized by the Democratic Alliance. What is your reaction to that when you hear the word monopoly and when you hear these concerns?
That is not true. SAUK has openly invited travel operators, even on Voice of the Cape, to send a business proposal based on the new rules and regulations. If people do not apply, you cannot blame those who have applied. That's something people need to understand. And it can be a monopoly if SAUK is not going to sell the Hajj package. You know, we've got operators who have applied, and if we're happy with them and don't add any additional, how is that going to be a monopoly? So people just need to understand what the new rules are, how it's going to affect the pilgrims, what is the operator's input into the new process. But it seems that the DAA failed to understand, but prefer to rather pick up information on social media and run with it.
And then one final question to you, Mr. Kaso, and that is in relation to the reality of Durco. A motion is requesting that Durco intervenes. However, we know Durco released a statement early this month on this matter, and I want to know from you in regards to conversations that SAUK has had with Durco in particular.
So we met with Durco recently. Alhamdulillah, the meeting went very well. Durco informed us, and I think they've informed the public, that the constitutionally mandated body to look after Hajj affairs is the CRL Rights Commission. We've engaged them as well. So we don't mind whether Durco, whether the CRL Rights Commission needs to investigate any matters, need to speak to SAUK. We open, we welcome it. We've got nothing to hide on the Hajj process. We don't sell any Hajj packages up till today. So it will be interesting to understand what they're trying to unravel.
So we're going to have to leave it there. If I want to say shukran to you for coming onto our airwaves and having this discussion with us, it's been a pleasure. A reminder that this is a developing story and that we will keep you updated both on radio and our social media platforms, that including X, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and our WhatsApp channel. For VOC News, my name is Daniel Matthews.